649, 1320 WILS. So Uber is in deep trouble. Some say it's a PR nightmare. Their CEO says he'll take a leave of absence. But meanwhile, what's driving the whole issue is these allegations of sexual harassment and discrimination. Can Uber's brand be brought back, or is it damaged beyond repair? Matt Rosetta with us, CEO of the award-winning brand communications agency, North Sixth Agency, based in New York City, N6A.com. Matt, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, Mike, appreciate it. Pleasure to be with you.
Right there in the Soho neighborhood in New York. Is it as hot as it is here in Michigan right now, or...?
We're going through a heat wave. Luckily, we got some rain this morning, so that helped calm things down a little bit. Also, Mike, wanted to let you know, I just want to give a quick shout-out before we get going to my executive assistant, Meg Johnson, who is the pride of Midland, Michigan, which I understand is not too far from you guys. And I know her and her family are listening in right now.
Okay, that's right there. Dow Chemical, the center of the world there. And you guys are in the city. How big of a firm do you have there in New York?
We have about close to 50 employees here in our headquarters in New York City. Just opened a small office out in Toronto as well.
Yeah, and how did you get into brand communications? How did you yourself get into that field?
So believe it or not, I got out of college, and my ambitions at the time were to become a sports agent. And I worked in-house, Sony BMG, doing publicity for some of their artists during the day, would run home at night, work with athletes trying to land them jobs overseas during the nighttime hours. And my goal was basically just to become a sports agent. Found out real quickly that wasn't all it was cracked up to be. So embarked on really making publicity and media relations and branding my career, and a lot of the skills that I learned from being a sports agent turned out to be pretty transferable to media, and started N6A, and the rest is history.
So how do you, when you have a good brand, how do you protect it? What's the key to doing that?
Well, look, I mean, you know, if you want to look at Uber's perfect example of this, you know, the irony in all this, Mike, is that usually the most effective way to solve a PR issue is really to look at HR first. And, you know, when you look at the situation that Uber's in, it's really an HR issue, not a PR issue. You know, I think, and, you know, we've been following this story really closely at N6A, not just as it's evolved the past couple of days, but following Uber as a brand for quite a long time now. You know, they need to focus on their internal culture first and really build an employee-friendly, employee-first culture, and one where employees feel rewarded, motivated, proud to work for Uber. I think once that happens...
But let me ask you this, Matt. I mean, was their brand okay until that story broke that there were sexual harassment issues there? Was that it?
Well, no, you look at Uber, for example. Uber, I mean, Uber's been dealing with, you know, a litany of all and a host of crises and all sorts of very difficult situations going back. You know, Uber is no stranger to controversy. I mean, this goes back years now. All of this came to a head, Mike, a few months ago when, you know, there was a bunch of stuff that hit them at the same time. The CEO was caught on camera arguing with drivers. There was rampant rumors of mistreatment of women and sexual harassment rumors at Uber. So all this sort of came to a head then. And 3 months ago, basically, their CEO and their leadership team went from peripheral, personalities in the technology landscape to really becoming thrust into the spotlight. And it was make it or break it for them. And they had to either step up or, it was a sink or swim kind of situation. And fast forward 3 months later, the fact that we're still having this conversation obviously shows what the outcome was.
Matt Rosetta with us. It's N6A.com. This is WILS. I mean, I've got to say, I love Uber. I love using Uber. Do you use Uber yourself in New York?
Well, it's funny. We historically have used Uber as a company. You know, anytime our employees are going to client events or if employees working, late, we've always put them in an Uber. I would be lying to you if I said that, in light of these recent events, you know, we're not reevaluating that strategy and, you know, what kind of vendors, beginning with Uber, we want to align ourselves with.
Interesting. So as a company, it's a decision you're looking at. And so what... I mean, it sounds like Uber's trying to do everything it can to resolve the issue. How do they go about fixing their brand right now?
Again, Mike, you know, and we've been following an N6A, and we follow these brand crises day in and day out. And, you know, we look at Uber, and Uber the first place to look to fix their external brand image, the perception of Uber on a global level, how they're being perceived externally, is really to look internally.
Okay. So should the CEO just leave at this point? Is that part of the fix?
Well, look, you know, the CEO, as of yesterday, announced a leave of absence, whether it's temporary or permanent, is still TBD. You know, if you read between the lines, it looks like it's going to be temporary, but who knows? That certainly was a step in the right direction. I'm not sure if they did themselves any favors when they were recorded, with a board member making off-color remarks about women in a meeting that was supposed to be about coming up with solutions to address issues related to the work climate for female employees. But the CEO stepping down certainly should be seen as a step in the right direction.
Okay, so let's say you let the guy go and you bring in a female CEO. Is that the kind of move that really can bring a brand's Uber's brand back strong?
Look, honestly, Mike, you know, male, female, black, white, yellow, green, you know, it doesn't matter. They need competent leadership, a leadership team that has a genuine commitment to finally, building an employee first, commitment to building an employee first culture. And, you know, regardless of gender, age, race, you know, those are the traits in right. the leadership team that they need to find.
Now, do you think this is the kind of thing where Uber could actually end up failing as a company in the coming years because of just the brand image itself?
Well, yeah, you look at, I'll tell you the interesting thing. The short answer is yes. I think you look at other major brands who have dealt with crises recently. You know, a few that come to mind, United, Toyota, Audi with the whole, recall situation, Wells Fargo, BP, if you go back a few years now. I'll tell you, all of those brands have either weathered the crisis or they can weather the crisis. Obviously, United's more recent, so the jury is still out on that. But, you know, smart money is on power brands like that being able to weather the crisis or the crises in which they were dealing with. Uber's a little different because look at the age of Uber. I mean, Uber is a young brand just in terms of age and evolution. They have obviously a ridiculously high market cap and valuation, and all that kind of stuff points toward a major global enterprise. But Uber's a young company, right? So they don't have the decades or generations in some case of legacy and of tradition and of goodwill that they've built with the general public. So that's an uphill battle, and I think that certainly makes their brand a lot more vulnerable for a potential crippling effect than it would otherwise.
Interesting. Can a company, though, make up for bad press like they're getting internally with improving the product and innovating it in a way where, you know, most of us will just have to keep using it?
Sure. I mean, you know, you're going to have to, if you're Uber, Uber's dealing with a lot of stuff. One of the things in this whole, cycle of improvements that they're going to have to make is, yeah, ultimately the product will speak for itself. And Uber needs to avoid a situation where they are so focused on rehabilitating their brand that they let the product go by the wayside, and I'm sure they're smart enough not to do that, especially with the engineers and the tech talent they have out
well,
in their headquarters. Out in the
I have to admit, I mean, I know Lyft is out there, but to me, whenever I look for rides, Lyft is just turns out to be much more expensive than the Uber prices, and I don't really know who else I would turn to. You know, if I need a ride, I'm still going to Uber right now. You know.
Well, look, Uber, you're right in that Uber has the market cornered, and, you know, the Uber-Lyft gap remains, from a product perspective and innovation perspective, remains really wide. However, that's going to change. I mean, and I think if you look at the private equity money and the VC money that's going to start pouring into the on-demand transportation space, I think that's going to be a sign that there's a lot of people that have been waiting on the sidelines looking to seize this opportunity and really capitalize on Uber's downfall, and I think you're going to see that manifest itself in the coming months.
Matt Rosetta, CEO of the award-winning brand communications agency North Sixth Agency. Find him at n6a.com. That's n6a.com. Matt Rosetta right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Matt.
Hey, appreciate it, Mike. Yep. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for the insight. Hey. That's it for us. Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin on this Wednesday. Another hot Wednesday, hot the rest of the week, which is nice. Back to the AC at nights, and then enjoying the hot weather during the day. Hey, we're back here tomorrow at 6 p.m., as always, with a lot more. right here on a more compelling talk radio. You are listening to 1320 WILS.